KQ, this is KO4BDM, radio check.
Calling stations, KO4PXB, it's definitely coming in clear.
This is KO4BDM, yeah, I was trying to get my power supply fixed. I had a 60-cycle pump. Do you detect that at your end?
Let's see, you're full quiet. How does this station sound?
That's 5x5, nice and clear.
Yep, that is definitely good because I'm running on the power setting of 1, and so I definitely wanted to make sure that it was still coming in clear.
Yeah, I'm over at Taylor's. What's your location?
I am on Highway 14 heading into Simpsonville.
Well, that's really good for distance and clarity. You're doing very well.
Yep, I appreciate it. I must be on the right X, spot of the X, to get into the repeater with no static or...
That is KL4VDM, signing off.
M74DJW. Nothing hard, 74DJW clear.
4BGE mobile.
4BGE mobile.
4PXB.
Just fine evening after a nice, beautiful, warm day.
Yep, doing good. Just taking a drive on Highway 14 heading into the house. How was your day?
Can't complain about it, even if I did. No one would want to listen. So, other than that, it was a beautiful day. Wish I didn't spend it working. Rather been doing something else, but we gotta have that go-go money. Roger?
Yep. It would have been even worse having to work on such a pretty day as of yesterday, but I had to work anyway. So, but yesterday was even prettier.
Roger that. I know I worked outside. I'm a landscaper, and there's days where it's like, man, I'd rather be doing something totally different. This is a waste of a pretty day sometimes. But what can you do?
Yep, I do IT support.
That's really neat. So do you do stuff like with coding and stuff like that?
Sir, I do not work on the dark side. I deal mainly with the hardware and software and loading of the software and maintaining that part of it.
Yeah, I thought about going into cybersecurity, but I know you have to kind of know how to do some of the coding and stuff, and that looks like a pretty big learning curve from the little research that I've done about it.
Yep, probably so. I know you have to know a lot about, which I know how to program is, configure a switch and router and stuff like that. But that's pretty much the extent that I know on that side of it.
Roger that. Yeah, I mean, I know how to put a computer together. But when it comes to doing stuff like with BIOS and all that kind of stuff, that's where it loses me. But I've been interested in learning more about it. I just haven't really had the time. I built my first PC about a year ago, but due to work and raising kids and supporting the family, you know, I really haven't took the time to learn much more about it.
Yep. I definitely know about, you know, raising children. I got a 5-year-old, and but if you want to learn about the computers and have the time, which is probably a silly statement, but check places that are, it's a great place to be boots on the ground and learn a lot because they're pretty much very forgiving after they, you know, pretty much show you how to do things, and then they'll pretty much show you from the ground up of how they want it done, so you can definitely learn and take notes and go from there.
That's not a bad idea. I've never thought about that. And that's a good way for me. That's kind of how I learn. It's like, you know, I can read on how to do something all day long and understand, you know, what it's saying, but then when you put it into practice and get your hands on it, doesn't mean you're going to do exactly what you're supposed to. Still, there's always that learning curve with your hands, and I'm a hands-on learner. I can learn better about stuff if I got somebody kind of sitting down with me and showing me how this goes and how that goes, and just by watching people. But, you know, that's like we used to do it. I used to work at a place, and when you would go to learn how to do a different thing, it was assembly, or an assembly line, it's like they wanted you to read five pages on how to do the job, and then when you're done reading it, you're like, that makes no sense. But then when you get up there and the guy shows you, it's like, wow, that makes perfect sense.
Yep, the adage to that is you can read the manual on how to ride a bicycle, you know, all the time that you can, but that don't mean you can ride one.
That is probably the best example I've ever heard to explain that. But yeah, that is very true. That's like with my son sometimes. I mean, I do it with all my kids, but my son, it's like when he's trying to do something, he asks me for help. I'll say, well, try and figure it out. And they'll, people around me say, why don't you just help him? And it's like, well, hang on. I know he's not going to get it. But at least he took the time and effort to try and think his way through it. And then I can show him and he'll know how to do it. But people, sometimes they just don't see it that way. And it gets frustrating from time to time.
And just as a informational thing, through the fact that I've got two 27-year-olds and a 5-year-old, that when you're doing that, set beside them or accompany them when they go through their task, and that way you have their understanding of how they're doing things, and that way you can better you can better help them, you know, to, I guess, tweak it in a little bit to make them work, you know, work smarter, not harder.
That's some really good advice. I will definitely take that into consideration. Yeah, you know, it's so funny you say that, because it's like I like to talk to the older people because they've already been there and done that. So if I wouldn't have been so hard-headed when I was younger, I'd be doing a lot more than I do now, or know a lot more than I do now. But now that I'm a little bit older, yeah, you're definitely right. If I can talk to the older or the elders, I can learn a lot better.
Pretty much the easiest way for people to learn is keep the eyes and ears open and the mouth shut. And that helps their learning curve almost pretty much 100%. And the reason that I'm retired military, so I've learned to deal with all type of people and have learned how, you know, to pretty much aid in people learning. As learning myself from watching and doing with them.
Well, on behalf of my family and me, thank you for your service. That's very much appreciated. And I'm sure you've had to deal with definitely a lot of cons, especially when they're young and they're full of vinegar, we'll say. There's another word that goes with that, but I won't use it over the airways. So I'm sure you've definitely had your challenges with teaching, for sure.
That is definitely true, and pretty much regardless of the age, sometimes it's actually better and easier to teach the younger people because they're more open because they're not sure how to do things than somebody that's got vast amount of experience, because then they get into that part that they know it all and you can't tell them anything.
KQ4BGE for ID. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. They get set in their ways and don't want to see it from a different angle. And sometimes you see them work twice as hard to achieve the same goal. It's like I have to train some guys whenever they we get some new guys. And, I mean, it's pretty simple work, as you would think, but a lot of young guys will come in and be like, well, you know, I've cut my mom and dad's grass, I've cut my grandmother's grass, so I know what I'm doing. And they don't take the time to think, like, hey, you know, on this job we do things a little differently, you know, than, say, you would with your mom and dad's yard. You know, your mom and dad's not going to critique your work as much as our customers will. And it's like I tell them, I said, I don't care what order you do things as long as the job's done right. So I may tell you to do it one way. Joe Schmo may tell you to do it this way. But as long as what I've showed you is done, I don't care what order it's in, just as long as it's all done and it looks good.
That is definitely true. All right, sir. I am now in my driveway, so I'll say 73 to until another day. It's KO4PXB.
Hey, B, I greatly appreciate your QSO. That was definitely enjoyable and mind-stimulating. Also, again, on behalf of my family and me, thank you for your service. And we'll definitely take some of your advice and put it into practice. 73s, hope you have a wonderful evening. KQ4BGE, and I'll be standing by listening.